I started my self-directed retreat 2 days ago, last Monday, and will be done on Friday. Our retreat facilitator emphasized the love of God for us. Everything God did and still doing is to love us without any inhibitions and reservations. God loves us without questions or doubts. The more we love, the more we become closer to God, the more we become humble and submissive to the will of God. In our first reading, St. Paul gave his listeners and those who follow the Lord advice and example. He tirelessly preached the gospel to all and to every place he went for them to understand the message of love of the risen Lord. He also urged the elders to work, just he himself worked to support himself with his hands of mine. Work can help people, especially the weak and those who need our support. He also quoted the maxim of Jesus, to give is better than to receive. Paul said, "You know for yourselves that I work with my own hands to support myself and my companions. In all this, I have given you an example that by such work, we must support the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus, for he himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" To give is to love. To share is to imitate the Lord who gave his life for us. This love is what Jesus wants us to live, to believe in, and be the core of our lifestyle. In our gospel, Jesus taught us the importance of intercessory prayer. He prayed for his disciples and even all those who wants to follow him. He prayed for us, as the gospel indicated. "Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one." To pray for others is an act of love. Our brothers and sisters need our prayer, especially as we experience difficulties and hardships in life. This is one of the most essential parts of Christian life, to pray for one another. During the Last Supper, Jesus taught the value of intercessory prayer. Interceding for his followers is part of his legacy to his church. He has watched over his disciples and protected them. Now his prayer on their behalf continues his loving care. His intercessory prayer is an extension of the many ways he had served them since they first began to follow him. In line with this, St. Paul often mentions prayers for his churches and indeed asked his people to pray for him. So both Jesus and Paul endorse the Jewish tradition of intercessory prayer. My sisters and brothers, we too are called to do the same. Let us pray for one another as we encounter problems today and every day. Prayer will be our way to help other people, an extension of our love, care, and empathy for them. This is another way of our Christian service, even if we are far and seldom see each other in this time of pandemic. We can help others by our prayers, even if we stay at home. So let us pray for one another. Let us imitate our Lord Jesus, who prayed for his disciples, who are still praying for us. As I continue my self-directed retreat, I will pray for all of you, that God may protect you, your families, and strengthen your faith as you face challenges in life. My sisters and brothers, I will always pray for all of you.